The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dairy produce in our diet. Stereotypically, we've quite a nation of dairy consumers. Some 43 million litres of milk were sold for human consumption in May. But more and more milk substitutes are popping up. When my daughter Sarah comes home from London, there's almond milk, there's oat milk in the fridge. Like, what's going on here? Well, to tell us what the nutritional value and the importance of dairy produce in our diet, it's a pleasure to welcome from eatwell.ie, Sarah Keogh. Sarah, is dairy good for us or bad for us?
It's actually very, very good for us. It tends to get the blame for a huge amount of things at the moment. But I think it's because, you know, a small number of people have a little bit of lactose intolerance, so they can get a bit of bloating and things with it. But swapping on to something like lactose-free milk actually solves that problem for them. And actually, dairy is a very, very nutritious food. But yeah, there's a huge amount of myths out there about it. And I think in all the years working as a dietitian, I've never seen anything come with so much misinformation as dairy tends to.
So there was the old thing back in the day that calcium was in milk and good for your bones. But say you have high cholesterol and you need to get fatty foods out, should you be switching to a butter substitute or what?
Well, the thing about cholesterol is for most people, if they eat saturated fat, that is going to increase their cholesterol. So saturated fat is in high levels in things like butter and cream. So if someone does have high cholesterol, we're sort of saying, look, we need to limit those. But milk is very low. Yogurt would be quite low. They're totally fine. And one of the things is that if someone cuts dairy completely when they have high cholesterol, they generally lose their calcium there. I find very few people pick it up. So, it's one of the things that I always say, there's no point having beautiful cholesterol and no bones. So you've got to actually have the balance with it. So if someone has high cholesterol, milk and yogurt are absolutely fine. Cheese, we think looking at cheese, it seems to actually be very good for the heart as well. But butter and cream, I'd limit, but you don't have to throw everything out just because the cholesterol is a little high. I would definitely be looking at things like your biscuits and your cakes and those treat foods as well.
So what you're saying is, in terms of saturated fat, I would say some types of cheese do have high fat, others would be more protein related. What are you saying?
So all cheese is going to be high in fat. It's the nature of the food. But it's also very high in calcium and protein. And studies are finding that while we might see more cholesterol from things like maybe cream and butter, cheese doesn't seem to have the same effect. And that, you know, we often talk about it as a bit of the French paradox, whereas there's other factors in cheese that seem to be protective in terms of the heart. So it's, I have to say, if I'm working with patients with high cholesterol, I don't take cheese out of the diet.
Okay. Bone calcium, blood calcium, discuss.
So we use calcium in lots of different places in the body. So the major place it goes into is bones, and that's all about our bone strength. It's for growth, and it's also for preventing things like osteoporosis when we get older. But we also have blood levels of calcium. And it's really important because we use calcium to actually, it's involved in blood clotting. It's actually part of keeping your heart beating. So your body doesn't let your blood calcium levels get low. And a mistake I see lots of people making is thinking, well, if I had a blood test and my calcium levels were normal, that means I'm eating enough calcium, but they actually don't track. It's not kind of like iron where you'll see, you know, if you don't eat iron, your blood levels go down. With calcium, if you don't eat calcium, your blood levels don't go down. Your body kind of compensates by taking it out of your bones. And that's why we actually need calcium rich foods right throughout our lives, not just as children for growth, but we need them as adults as well to protect our bones.
What about iodine in our diet?
So iodine is a really important nutrient for helping to keep your thyroid healthy. So your thyroid controls your metabolism in your body. And if you kind of don't have enough thyroid hormone, you start to feel really tired. You know, people will see things like maybe their hair falling out, dry skin, lots of issues with it. So iodine is very important for a healthy thyroid. And we struggle to get this a little bit in Ireland. So dairy is the major source of iodine in the Irish diet. So I find a lot of people, if they go on to maybe plant-based milks, that they don't really, they kind of know, right, I need to make sure there's calcium. But I find most people don't know that they have to look for iodine as well. And you can get iodine in whitefish and you'll get some in seaweed as well. But for most people in Ireland, dairy is the major source for it. And it's a really important nutrient that we're really just borderline on as it is in Ireland.
For teenagers, Sarah, does a dairy cause acne?
Really doesn't look like it does. And that's one of the big myths that I see all the time. And you hear it all, you know, if a child has acne, I'll take them off the dairy. What's really interesting is there is not one single study that shows taking kids off dairy cures their acne. But there's none at all. There isn't a single one out there. What we see is a lot of associations. Sort of if you do big population studies, it seems to be in some of them, but not others, that there's a bit of dairy in there. But what we actually see in studies when we do so we call intervention studies is what seems to work from a diet point of view is increasing oily fish and fish oils and reducing kind of a whole lot of treat foods, particularly ones that would give you kind of higher sugar. So things like soft drinks, biscuits, cakes, sweets, those kind of things. But from a dairy point of view, we don't see, there's no studies that show cutting dairy out actually helps acne. And so it's, you know, it's such an important food for teenagers as well, because they actually need to get 5 servings of dairy a day to hit their calcium targets. And again, I would see some people would say, oh, take off the dairy, but they're not replacing the calcium for the kids. So we see an issue around that. So it's one just to be really cautious of. There's no studies that show that that helps.
Okay, some texters. My 16-month-old gets very constipated every time she drinks dairy. So we substitute with oat milk, but I'm worried about the lack of nutrients. How can I introduce dairy without getting constipated?
Well, what's really important if you're having a reaction like that with a baby is you go to your GP and you get checked out for that. And I would definitely be talking to a registered dietitian as well, because it's important to find out what's actually going on there with that. And I would say, though, oat milk is too low in protein for babies. So if we're working with babies and they can't take dairy, it's soy milk that we'd look at. But that's why you really do need to have a conversation with a registered dietitian, because just at that age, milk is such a crucial food for the babies. But I would definitely be going to the GP to get that checked out.
Another asks, is dairy not a problem for asthma? And for some can cause problems breathing.
So not really. I mean, about 25 years ago, I was working in a respiratory clinic in the UK, and this study came out going, oh, yeah, asthma patients, you know, dairy. And for about 2 years solidly, every single respiratory consultant sent me their patients for a milk-free diet. And I can hand on heart say not one person's asthma improved on it. Now, from then, the odd person, I definitely do encounter the odd person where they find that dairy is an issue with that. But it's the same way, you know, some people can have an individual reaction to it. And I'm always a fan of if it works for you, absolutely go for it. But again, I would sit down with a registered dietitian and just go through and see what else is happening. Because sometimes people say, oh, you know, dairy triggers, but then you see they're actually eating dairy and foods without realizing it. So you're going, well, is it the dairy or is it actually something else? Because people say, well, I've given up the milk, but then they're actually eating yogurt somewhere or they've got milk in other foods, you know, like cakes and things like that. So if you do have a dairy allergy, generally, once the protein is in, you're going to get a reaction, but it just varies. So again, I would think, you know, if it works for you, brilliant, but I'd sit down with somebody and get a proper check through.
Finally, tell me about this website, eatwell.ie. What does it do for me?
Well, it's just a little bit of information about nutrition. I tend to talk a lot more on Instagram these days at Sarah Kyo RD, but it's just if people are looking for information on nutrition, there's information there for them just to find things out.
Okay, so if people are concerned about high cholesterol or anything else, it'll have free information to access.
There's some there, yes.
Dietitian at Eatwell, Sarah Kyo, as always, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.